Dean, can you put into words how you felt when you saw the ball hit the back of the net?
Euphoria, relieved, everything, and but there's still 2.5 minutes to go after that, so obviously it was just a case of get your composure back and get the message onto the pitch then, just keep calm.
And were you able to keep, sorry about it, I wasn't keeping calm then, was I? Were you able to keep calm?
Yeah, look, you celebrate the goal, you celebrate the goal in the last 2 minutes as we did, or you would in the first. And obviously, everybody knows what today was about and what was at stake. To score at that time, obviously, because that added more, I think, euphoria going through your body. And yeah, it was just get calm back and obviously get a message onto the pitch with the lads, just remain calm, be compact, and obviously you're going to get put under pressure for another 2 minutes and make the right decisions.
And what was your thoughts on the 90 minutes before the 91st minute winner?
I think, as I said in the week, it was a little bit edgy. Both teams had opportunities. We had a little bit of luck. I mean, Robbo's pulled an unbelievable save off in the first 2 minutes to put a shot onto the post. We had good opportunities ourselves straight after. We had a free kick. Big John could have had an opportunity. In fact, that was just before, sorry, to put us 1-0 up. And then, obviously, second half, we had some good opportunities. Debs keeps him with a good save off Debs, and he's had a free header that he's just put wide.
You mentioned that the post there in the second minute, and unbelievable in the second half when it hit the far post and then the crossbar. Have you got a rabbit foot or four leaf clover in your pocket?
No, I think if you look back, we've not really had a little bit of luck, if I'm honest. You look at the Wimbledon game, the penalty decision. Would it happen outside the box? No, it wouldn't. For some reason, the referee's given it. So you have no luck in that game. We got a little bit of luck today. And yeah, the one that's hit the post, hit Robbo on the head, and then hit the crossbar, you do think you. Hopefully someone's going to fall our way, but you've been in football long enough to know that someone can just kick you straight in the teeth 2 minutes later.
Yeah, there's been a lot of criticism thrown at Walsall this season, but the one thing you can't throw at them is their effort, their desire and the commitment, and it leads to moments like that today.
Yeah, as you said, there's probably been a lot of criticism. I can't really speak from the before I arrived, and all I can say is since I've been here, the lads have gave everything, and they did that today. Some of the blocks that they got first off, arriving on first balls, and obviously they had some great efforts from centrally, and we were compact, the blocking shots, and we broke well. Second half, thought we broke well. We were getting bodies forward, and we could have took a few more opportunities.
Yeah, that's the second win at the Banksy Stadium. That was a 1-0 win the previous one, in injury time as well. It's not good for your heart, you know.
No, it's not. You believe me. Look, I'll take a 1-0 instead of going in at half-time, 2-0 up and losing 3-2. So I'll take not something that's good for my heart and get an 89th-minute winner. Look, it was just about getting a result, and we've got that. Going in there, obviously the emotions are sky-high. We've got to bring them back down to earth. We've got a massive game on Tuesday. Tuesday night's our game in hand, and come 10 o'clock on Tuesday night, we can be guaranteed League One football. But that's what we're looking to do, and be a big game Tuesday for us.
That's the thing, isn't it? You mentioned the word straight away, euphoria of now. I mean, you have got to bring them down.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's nowhere near done. And that's my job to bring lads down, and reality will kick in. They'll go off tomorrow. They'll have a break, a day away from it. But we'll chat and we'll talk about Monday, what we could have done better out there. And obviously we'll show the good bits, and we'll get ourselves ready for Bradford.
And I guess you have to look at the game plan, how you approach it, because you do know you only need 1 point from the two games, but it depends how you're going to approach those two games.
Look, we're going to approach it as we do. We go there, you look at the opposition, you see what their strengths are and what you feel their weaknesses are. But we'll go down Bradford and to Bradford on Tuesday night. We'll do the same thing on Monday. They'll see what we feel we can get at them, and all being well, we can get 3 points.
And the one thing this will do is confidence from today, moments like that, that you can get that point or hopefully more.
Yeah, definitely. As you said, it's confidence. They were gutted last week. We deserved a point last week up at Scunthorpe. There's no doubt about that. It was our mistakes for the goal today. Not many mistakes I could pick on that I could turn and say, look, this needs to be better. A lot of the decision making was better. As I said, obviously the goal and the quality that Dobbo showed for a young lad. We spoke about it from the Wimbledon game. We didn't really control the ball. Second half, we didn't really put our foot on it. We needed to be a bit brave when we was getting put under pressure. We was getting put under pressure because Northampton needed them points today. So they were committing bodies forward. And for him to bring it down 25 yards out from our goal, show great composure, and I'd probably say it worked out about 70-yard 1-2 with Hammer, and he's put Hammer in a great put Hammer down the channel. Hammer's done really well. He worked tireless up there on his own, squared it back, and obviously if I'm honest, the people I want in that squad, all the players in the squad I've got, it was a double on the edge of the box. He's got great quality, sorry, in technique, and he slotted in the bottom corner.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable finish, especially with the pressure of the moment and the timing.
Yeah, as a player, I don't think that you know about that. He'd have just played off instinct. As I said, he showed great composure. It was great to link up play with Hammer, and he's fell to him, and he showed great composure and put in the bottom corner.
It's a dog eat dog world in football, but any sympathy for Northampton today?
Yeah, you said it's dog eat dog. Well, obviously, we've got to do what's best for our football club, but I've been relegated before, and it's not nice. And unfortunately, it happens to teams, and you wish them all the best for next season. It's not over for them yet. Obviously, it's not mathematical, but it's there's a lot of goals in it between them, and obviously Oldham can possibly catch.
Yeah, nice one. Cheers, Dean.
Cheers.
How pleased are you with the clean sheet? Because it was a difficult one in terms of they had to go for it, didn't they? They had no choice but to throw them forward, really.
Yeah, look, it's probably something that I pride myself on, and I think that's from my upbringing, if I'm honest. It's to come through under Chris Nicol, and it was something that was drilled into us as youth team players, and it's something on. I've always thought every career. Throughout my career when I played, and obviously since my managerial career started, it's something that you pride yourself on. It's you'd like one or two more goals if money to make your life easier, but no, look, the lads are well worthy of it today. As I said, they worked hard, we got a little bit of luck, and I wouldn't say the first one, the first save of Robbo, it's the one that's it's the post to come back and hit money and hit the crossbar. You do need that, and you need luck in any sport or any walk of life basically, and we worked hard and we earned that little bit of luck.
Corey Robertson at right back today, why did you go for him?
Yeah, obviously you look at them, they made a change. I think they've had a look at us now. We operate, and they flipped their two wide players, and they made the pitch as wide as they could and as big as they could. In the previous games, Cruxy's lined up on the left wing, and he was something that they do look to hit him on the diagonal, and it was something we looked at and felt maybe Corey's size would help us a little bit more defensively.
Was Tuma came off at the end, was he all right?
Yeah, he's absolutely fine. He's absolutely fine. I think he's probably been picked up by one of the fans or something like that. No, he came back in today, and he showed his quality second half. I thought we got him into good little areas, and he was good to see when he was turning on the back foot, playing forward, and you got bodies running past him. There's no doubt in the lad's quality. He's got the quality to thread put the ball through an iron needle, to say.